Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Connecting with Your Inner Child Through Journaling and Art, the second in our monthly workshop series hosted by San Francisco Bay Area Inner Group. My name is Stephen, and I'm an adult child. Please remember our spiritual principle of anonymity, as this workshop is being broadcast and will be recorded and distributed later. We therefore ask that you please rename yourself in the participant screen to show only your first name and last initial. During the workshop, only the active speakers will be unmuted. When volunteering to share, please use the raised hand feature in the participant screen, and the host will unmute you when it's your time to share. Now, please join me in the ACA Serenity Prayer. Take a deep breath. God, grant me the serenity to accept the people I cannot change. Courage to change the one I can. Wisdom to know that one is me. A couple of quick announcements before we begin, which will also be posted in the chat box shortly. This is the second in a series of workshops leading up to the 2022 ACA Annual Business Conference and Annual Art Convention, which will be held in the San Francisco Bay Area. Both the Inner Group and the 2022 Host Committee have open service positions available. If you're interested, for example, the Inner Group is looking for an events chair, and the 2022 Committee is looking for a volunteer coordinator. For more information or to subscribe to Intergroup Workshop announcements, you can email acabayarea@gmail.com. Finally, our seven tradition instructs us to be fully self-supporting. The San Francisco Bay Area Intergroup is making tonight's workshop free to our members and our guests. Funds collected from tonight's seven tradition will help offset the cost of future workshops and activities at our 2022 convention. You may practice the seven tradition via Venmo at venmo.com/ACASF Bay Area. Now, please let me introduce our feature presenters, Jim B. and Gary S.
All right, hello everyone. My name is Jim, I'm an adult child. I'm very excited to be here tonight with you all to put on this workshop. It was one of those ways for me to encourage myself to do some of the journaling was to sign up for this workshop a few months ago. And it has worked. I've actually done journaling a few times leading up to this. And I'm excited to share some of the stuff that's in the Red Book and some other tips as well. You know, early on in ACA, the first thing I was I realized was how out of touch with my feelings I was. And, you know, I thought I was, you know, happy-go-and-lucky free. But I just kept everything at a safe distance and was really not in touch with my emotions at all. So some of the first assignment I got from a therapist was to check in a couple times a day. And it's actually part of the process, which is in some new ACA literature, the Loving Parent Guidebook, which talks about these check-ins. So I would check in a few times throughout the day, identify the feelings I was in and the ego state, and came to understand about the critical parent and the inner child, and luckily the loving parent. And early on, I realized, you know, oftentimes I was, scared and upset, and I just couldn't believe how many times throughout the day I was not feeling well. I was not in a good mental state, and I actually came to find out often that my own critical parent was triggering myself. So I was triggering myself by my thoughts, and it was quite, it was quite interesting to do this. And that was something that journaling did, you know, by checking in and writing down how I felt. I got to see these patterns and things. And I think it was about a year in the program that I went to a convention, and one of the workshops they did was a non-dominant journaling. So I didn't know much about it, but I went into this workshop and I was in a very good mood. I was laughing. I was just kind of like, you know, let's see what this is all about. And didn't really, get it or, believe it would work, to connect with my inner child So anyhow, they did a guided meditation, and part of the process was to ask questions. So I went along, and I asked the question to my inner child, you know, simple thing, how are you feeling? And my inner child says, oh, I'm scared. And I just, you know, I couldn't believe it. Because I was sitting there, I thought I was really happy. And I was like, oh, well, what are you scared about? And this name came up. It was like, you know, my mother's third husband. And I was just like, I couldn't believe this name came up. I was just like, oh my God. And I'm getting a chill now even thinking about it. And it was one of those, you know, memories and periods of my life that, you know, I had completely shut off. You know, it was just too painful to think about that at all. So I had this little dialogue and opened this door up to this whole period of my life that, you know, there was a lot for me to process and to, you know, learn about. And I find, you know, that's where the, you know, healing comes, you know, is to process stuff that, you know, I haven't dealt with. And that's what helps get me to some freedom. And so that's part of how I got connected with my inner child, and the journaling certainly helped. So anyway, we'll turn it over to Gary and hear from him. Hi, Gary.
Hi, Jim. Thank you all. Thanks. It's nice to be here. My name is Gary, and I've been in program about 9 years. The first 3 years, just sort of hanging around. I couldn't say exactly why I kept coming back, but it was talking to me. But it wasn't until I went into a deep depression 6 years ago upon retirement, thinking that if I'm not working, I have no worth. And that I became serious and went into detail on the program. I must say, at first, this whole idea, adult child, you know, loving parent, it was very theoretical. I could not connect with it. And indeed, it's only recently that I've been able to use it. I use it because even though I'm getting better, much better, no comparison with regards to my family, my kids. I just got married a month ago. I mean, I'm blessed, but I wake up still. And I'll tell you about it later. I'll read to you what happened this morning, because I wake up every morning in anxiety. I used to fight it and fear. I used to fight it and try and go back to sleep. But I realized I couldn't fight it. It was step number one. It's not in control of my own thinking. So when I wake up in anxiety, it's happening automatically at night. So I have found this journaling technique helped me to get into a new place. On one hand, as the scared child who wakes up in a panic, and on the other hand, is a loving adult, Gary. So that's the story, and I'm pleased to share it with you today.
All right. Thank you, Gary. Thanks. We're going to do some readings from the Red Book, look at some of the definitions and do some of the readings about the techniques. And after that, we'll do a few minutes of sharing to hear it from people, how, you know, if they have any experience or what their thoughts are on, you know, inner child, loving parent, and that stuff. So let me help with the reading. So if you'd like to help with the reading, please raise your hand in the participants window. And if Linda, if you could help read a few of the definitions with the inner child, please. And
Hi, everyone. This is Linda, adult child.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. Let's read about the terms from the big red book about the inner child, critical parent, and loving parent. Inner child, the original person, being, or force, which we truly are. Some ACA members call this the true self. False self, the addicted, disassociated, or codependent self. Critical parent, the hypercritical and judgmental voice that frequently finds fault in our thoughts and actions. This includes the frequent blaming and shaming of ourselves and others. Loving parent or reparenting. The inner parent we can develop from the part of us that took action to care for ourselves as children, and which can be awakened in recovery. The first step in reparenting ourselves involves recognizing the loving voice inside. Our experience shows that every adult child has love inside, regardless of what the person says or believes. Love is there and it is original. As we awaken the loving parent inside, we remember a simple slogan: first things first.
Okay, thank you, Linda.
Thank you.
And yeah, so this is in the Big Red Book in chapter 8. And there's a whole bunch of pages after that describes, these topics, and there's some sharing and some writing about that. So I encourage you to check out the chapter 8 in the Big Red Book. But the next section here, I did want us to read because it talks particularly about the tools which we're going to look at today. So next up, if I could ask for Jakey to pick up with the reading, and when you're ready to pass, just let us know.
Tools and techniques for connecting with our inner child, page 304 to 306 from the Big Red Book, chapter 8, The Solution, Becoming Your Own Loving Parent. Tools for connecting with the inner child can be counseling, journaling, and guided meditation, in addition to attending ACA meetings. Childhood pictures are a great tool to connect with the child that still dwells within us. As mentioned, there is non-dominant handwriting in which we write out a question to our inner child with our dominant hand, the hand we use to sign our name. Then we write the response to the question by placing the pen in the opposite hand. We might write out, "Hello, little Johnny or little Marie. I would like to talk to you and to introduce myself. How have you been? I'm here to listen to you if you would like to talk." Write down any response with the non-dominant hand. The thoughts may be random or incomplete sentences, but we write down what comes to mind without judging ourselves. We keep an open mind. We do not try to force solutions or results. We will get results if we are patient and consistent with the exercise. Pass.
Okay, thank you. Next up to help with reading is Mark.
After introducing ourselves to the child within, we can ask other questions. We write out the question with our dominant hand and write the reply with the other hand. We can talk to others about how they connected with their inner child, but we're mindful to be true to our own connection. We do not have to impress anyone or embellish any response. This exercise can literally speak for itself when practiced often. Other tools for connecting with the inner child can involve drawing or painting pictures of our family. We can go to our old schoolhouse and sketch the playground, or we can visit a favorite spot and draw or doodle. Sketching our family may reveal insights as to how we felt growing up. We don't have to be professional artists to do this exercise. Stick figures can work just as well. Some pictures may help express what words can't. The drawings can be done with our dominant or non-dominant hand. There's no limit on what scenes can be drawn. Pass.
Okay, I'll wrap this section up. We can listen to music or dance as part of connecting with the inner child or true self. Moving our bodies to music or without music can stir memories and feelings. Listening to various forms of music can help us tap into memories and feelings as well. Nursery rhymes, hymns, or songs our parents listen to will help us remember our childhood and the child within. These activities tend to access areas of our subconscious that we have not visited for many years. Feelings and memories will emerge if we are consistent with these methods. For many of us, we learned to tune out our true feelings because it was too painful to admit we were neglected, abused, or mistreated in various ways. We locked away events of our lives. As adults, we learned to free ourselves from our self-imposed prisons. We give ourselves permission to feel and to be truly alive. Okay, so again, this is some material that's in the Red Book, so it's there to look at later. But didn't want to take any shares at this point. If anyone just wanted to check in on how they were feeling, if they wanted to talk about any progress they've made in this area themselves already, or if they wanted to share their photograph that they may have brought with them, their childhood photograph. So If anyone is open to sharing now, please raise your hand in the participants window. Michelle?
Oh, right. Oh, thank you. Just wanted to share a picture. Me when I was younger, 3. I don't know, I'd look at it and sometimes I feel a little sad. Now I look at it and I guess I feel some compassion for the little girl. I just wanted to share that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Michelle. And Jakey, would you like to share?
Yeah, I would love to. It's so great to be here. Thank you so much for hosting this. And it's just last week that through doing the work in ACA, I discovered the emotion that I've been running from my whole life, which is loneliness. And in sitting with the loneliness and allowing it to just come up, I felt my inner child say, I want to play. So I picked up a pencil and I just started drawing. And I love to draw. And I had no idea. And I feel like I'm just meeting myself for the first time. And I've been talking to her and just saying, please show me, because I really do believe that she has the answers. And yeah, this program is just really changing my life. So thank you so much. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you for sharing. And Alicia, is it? Or?
Yes, it's Alicia. Thank you. Thank you, Jim.
Please share.
I just wanted to show you guys my pictures because I just found them today. And isn't she cute? She's on her little horsey there. I'm about 2 there. I'm about 3 here, showing off my little necklace. I love jewelry. I still love jewelry. And this is me when I was 5.
Oh.
She's just so adorable and cute. Oh my gosh. And I am so excited about this. I'm so grateful that I got to be a part of this. So thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you for sharing. And Mark, you wanted to check in?
Yeah, just quickie. Like a few other people have done, I just wanted to share my pictures. This is me when I was 5 years old on Christmas getting a brand new Mr. Machine, and very excited about the prospect. And here I think I'm about 7 or 8 and couldn't be happier to be with these puppies. My mom used to raise German Shepherds. And the trip about these pictures for me is that I'm fascinated by them and I have a lot of gentle feelings towards them, but I don't feel like they're me. And I don't really relate to them as myself. So I'm really happy to be here and maybe get some pointers in how I can better connect to myself. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I want to take one more, Ellie.
Hi, I'm really thrilled to be in this workshop today. I have done non-dominant handwriting in the past and have had some success with it. A week or so ago, I did another round of it in a meeting that sometimes does that as the main activity for the meeting. And I noticed that because I was doing it with other people present, it was a more vivid experience than when I try and do it by myself. And I'm not clear why that's the case. So I'm interested to explore that some more. That's a new dynamic that showed up. And this will give me an opportunity to explore that maybe. The other thing I wanted to say is that I find that when I use crayons for my non-dominant hand, my inner kids really like that a whole lot better than trying to use a pen. So I just wanted to share that. And thanks for giving me an opportunity to share.
Great, great. Thanks everyone for sharing and for being part of the program tonight. We're going to move on. And there's actually some more material, which is in our literature. And It's actually the June 19th daily affirmation. So we're going to read this because it talks a little bit about the non-dominant handwriting process. So I'd ask Shannon to read this for us today. Are you there, Shannon?
I'm here. Thank you. Hi, everybody. I'm Shannon. I'm an adult child. I'm in the San Francisco Bay Area. Okay, June, reading from Strengthening My Recovery Daily Affirmations, page 177, June 19th, non-dominant hand. After introducing ourselves to the child within, we can ask other questions. We write out the question with our dominant hand and write the reply with the other hand. Big Red Book, page 305. We used to be afraid of our feelings. We thought we knew how we felt. We knew all about how others felt at all times, but we never developed the discipline of listening to ourselves because we were punished in our families for doing so. Some of us recreated that same punishing silence within ourselves in our work and romantic relationships. When the hurt becomes too great, we're willing to go to any lengths to recover. We do things that are scary because we are building trust with our sponsor, fellow travelers, and our higher power. We seek the answers to our past, however we can find them. Non-dominant handwriting is an important tool in getting to early memories. We try answering questions by writing in crayon with our non-dominant hand. It has worked for others before us. Most importantly, we're building trust with those voices inside us that have needed to speak for longer than long. They want to contact us and discharge the poison they have been holding back to save us from pain. We start to feel safer as we begin to heal and become ready to hear our history. On this day, I will trust the messages I get doing non-dominant handwriting, because what is said is true for that part of me. I will listen without trying to push the feelings back down. I will give the words inside me a space to breathe.
Great, thank you, Shannon. And I'm gonna mute everyone. And okay, so I'm going to ask Gary. I'm going to ask Gary to talk a little bit about the some notes on the writing process, and we'll jump into it. So go ahead, Gary.
Okay, thank you. So as I was saying when I introduced myself, every morning, I wake up with anxiety and fear. Sometimes it's almost a full-blown anxiety attack, but usually not. It's just a feeling of shakiness and uneasiness and being very just anxious. And I rate it anywhere from 0 to 4+, where 4+ would be a full-blown anxiety attack. And usually it's somewhere between 1 and 3, usually around 2. So this morning, same thing happened. What happened yesterday was that we went down to visit my new son-in-law who bought a second home in Carmel Valley. And we visited and had a very nice time. But I woke up in the morning saying, I'm scared. I got the feeling from my new wife that maybe she wanted to move close to her son in Carmel Valley. And all kinds of thoughts came up. I'll read what I actually wrote. And that was at 5:40 a.m. this morning. And this is the child talking. I'm scared. I'm not good as others. Joey has more money than me. He is more successful. I'm a worthless piece of shit. I mean, money is a sign of worth, right? Rich people are better than me. And I don't want to live in Carmel Valley. It's nice, but that's not what I want. The adult, Gary, said, and I'm reading from my notes, because I wrote it out, and I should tell you that there's two different writings. You could tell on the sheet that the child's writing is a scrawl and the adult is more like block letters that are very legible. And so my adult said, don't worry, there's no chance that I would live in Carmel Valley. It's a summer place for Joey, not his primary residence. And I love you, Gary, and we are a good team. I will always look out for you and your best interest. Despite my tendency to people please, and it's a tough one when with a new wife, I might do that initially, but I will not desert you ever. And then I said to the child, look, we are working together well. Look at your cuticles on your fingers. They're 100% intact. You haven't been pulling them. There's no bleeding. There are no scabs there. You used to do that, and you're not doing it anymore. That's progress. And now back to the child. I look at my fingers. I'm looking at them now. I can show them to you. No blood, no scabs, normal. 100%. So the child winds up saying, God loves me. God loves me. God loves me. Adult Gary loves me. And adult Gary says, I love you, baby Gary, and I am with you every minute of every day. And I felt better. Now I have to say, I still had some anxiety. I am blessed with fellow travelers who I can call, some of them very early in the morning, one of them at 6:30, another at 6:45. Somebody else called me at 7:30. And now I have better relationships with my brother. He and I talk every morning at 8. I'm telling you guys, the program works. Fast.
Okay, thank you. So you should see some notes on the screen here about the writing process. And I think I might be ahead of myself. Apologies. So we're going to do a guided meditation now. So please prepare yourselves for a few minutes of a guided meditation. We'll do the guided meditation, and then we'll come out of that, and that'll prepare us for our journaling session. Inner child visualization. Get comfortable. Be sure your back is supported so you can sit up straight. Take a deep breath. And as you exhale, relax your body. Take another deep breath. And as you exhale, relax your body deeper and deeper. Take another deep breath. And as you exhale, imagine relaxing your body as completely as you can. Your whole body is now completely relaxed. You may shut your eyes if you like. Let your thoughts float away. Let your mind come into stillness and quiet. Imagine moving your awareness into a deep, quiet place inside of you. It's a beautiful, sunny spring day, and you can hear the sound of birds chirping. Imagine that you're walking down a sidewalk, and you come to an elementary school with kids playing outside on the playground. You hear their laughter. Take a few moments to look at all the kids playing games, swinging, playing on the monkey bars, sitting by themselves, talking, laughing, maybe fighting. Look at all the children. Some may have freckles, pigtails, blonde, brunette, black hair, dirty from playing outdoors. Some might have food stains on their clothes from lunch or the remains of chocolate milk on their mouth. Some are sweaty from running around, and some may be very clean, and you can tell they don't want to get dirty. Imagine that as you are watching all of the children, one child breaks away from the group and approaches you. As the child gets closer to you, you realize it is you at a young age. Take a few moments to observe them. What are they wearing? How old are they? Approach the child and make contact in whatever way makes sense for you right now. Spend a little time simply being with them. Allow your inner child to guide you in the appropriate way to be with them, whether playing together or simply sitting close or holding each other. Continue to be with your inner child. Let them know that you are happy to have met them and that you want to connect with them as much as you can from now on. Tell the child that you would like to get to know them better and that you'll be doing that by journaling with them in a couple of minutes. Complete your time together for now in whatever way feels good for both of you. Give your inner child a hug, a kiss, or whatever feels comfortable for you. Begin to walk away from the school, feeling alive, filled with energy, balanced, and centered. Start to become aware of your body in the room, and when you feel ready, open your eyes and be present back in the workshop. All right, welcome back, everyone. So hopefully we're in a nice, relaxed state and had a nice introduction to our inner child. And we're going to take about 10 minutes or so to do some journaling or some artwork. So take that time now for yourself to start a conversation with your inner child. And we'll check back in about 10 minutes. I was very excited. Apparently my inner child wants to go to the beach and get a big enchilada. Excited for some cheese this weekend. So anyway, hopefully people did okay and had some connection. I did a little drawing also. But anyhow, would anyone like to share how the experience was for them? Okay, starting to see some hands. We have Manprit.
Okay, I can. So my from the school, my inner child wants to go with me to the car and out of school. And we go and she sits nicely and properly in the car. I ask her, where do you want to go? I want to go and roam around, she says. And she soon we move around. So I've drawn it in my and she wants to have an ice cream. And we take an ice cream and slowly then we slow down the car and comes and sits in my lap and just wants love from me. And then she just wants love. And then she says that I've been ignored a lot. I've been ignored a lot. So I've drawn it in my, thank you. She's better now after doing all this. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Shannon, please. Please share.
Hi, everybody. This was really fun for me. I was inspired to, first of all, this is my inner child. This is, I call her little Shanny. That's like my first grade picture. And I dressed myself that day and I did my own hair. I decided to do this. This is it's the song, It's a Small World from the Disneyland ride. And I was just remembering, the memory came to me of having that record and a picture book. And I used to listen to the record and look at the picture book over and over and over and over. and I love It's a Small World, and I still do. So I drew a picture of, it's probably hard to see. It's me and my grandma and my mom in the boat going to see It's a Small World. And the image in the back was the mermaid in the kelp forest. And it was just really fun to do that. I did go to Disneyland when I was about 4. So about 1 year before that picture was taken, and it was fun. It was a fun memory. So I'm glad that a fun memory of little Shanny came back to me. Thanks for listening.
That's great. Thank you, Shannon. We have Elizabeth G.
Hi. I did right and left dominant hand and non-dominant hand conversation with my inner child. And I was named Beth Ann. My parents, my mother gave me a nickname of Beth Ann, and it's actually a little bit painful. It was kind of like to write that down. But anyway, I was kind of a stranger to her, but she felt safe with me. And we were at a playground, and she asked me to, I asked her, I said, "I love your t-shirt. May I spend some time with you?" And she said, "Okay, will you push me on the swings?" And I said, "I'd love to. I'll follow you over to the swings." And so I pushed her for a while, and I said, "Tell me if you want me to push harder." And she said, "Yeah, push harder." So my inner child was really enjoying the wind on her face and flowing through her hair, and that exhilarating feeling when you're suspended in air. And while I was writing, I was thinking that my parents never took me to the park or played with me. But I did have a swing, and this is a memory that I had forgotten. I did have a swing set in my yard. And I don't remember, you know, ever being on that swing set or playing with anybody around there. But anyway, I had fun in this interaction with her. And so then she said, "You can stop pushing now." And it was really, it was a new experience for her to set a boundary and have me say, "Fine." And not get punished for having a boundary or ignored and or abandoned. And so I said, "I'm glad you know when you've had enough. I walk around to the front and watch her face and expression. It's so pleasing to see her smile and enjoy the sensation of the wind." I said, "Is that enough? I can push you some more." And she said, "No, let's go to the slide." And so I said, "Absolutely." And I said, "Do you need help?" And she said, "No, I want you to go to the bottom of the slide and catch me." And that was where I ended. And it was a really sweet exchange and experience for me. Thank you.
That's great. Thank you. Okay, I'm going to go to two-minute shares. We definitely need a little more time to express what's going on. I appreciate everyone being open with your experiences, so thank you. And we've got Laura. Laura Kay is next.
Okay. Hi, I'm Laura, recovering ACA, and this is me when I was about 4 or 5. This is my first time doing this, and so I asked my little one, "How do you feel after meeting me on the playground?" And she said, "I feel happy, happy that you love me, happy that we can play together." And that was a really important word. Like, I heard her go, "Together." And then she said, "So sad that you are leaving and won't come back." And I said, "I will always come back, little one, always. You can trust me. You will see that I do what I say I will do for you. You can trust me, precious girl." And then she said, "I love you, Mama, so much. Thank you."
Okay, thank you, Laura. We have Kathy A. Okay, good. Great. Go ahead, Kathy.
Thank you. I am not new to ACA, but I'm new to the process of listening to these guided meditations. And these are two pictures. One is when I'm 7 and one's when I'm 3. I'm really sad at 7 and happier at 3. And my father and mother were divorced when I was about 2. And my mom was working all the time. So I did the journaling and I said, "Hi, sweet one, how are you feeling here on the playground with the other kids?" She's so sad. I'm just like getting in touch with so much sadness here. Alone and scared. Not too many kids like to play with me. I'm the dumb one who is challenged scholastically and physically. I feel separate and not good enough or pretty enough. And I said, how can I help you feel better? Nothing will change my situation because I am always scared and feel alone and separate. There was no hope. I wish I was smarter, then maybe someone would love me. And then I said to her, "What if I told you I loved you just as you are?" So it's a great process that really helped me get in touch with the sadness that I felt as a little girl, you know, pretty much neglected as I was growing up. My needs were met in terms of food and having a place to live and everything, but my life was very uncertain all the time. There was no real stability. So thank you for letting me share. This is really a powerful process.
Okay, thank you. And we have Mark up next, Mark A.
Hi. I've never had much success doing this kind of stuff before, so I did want to share briefly, because I kind of went into it the way I had before, and you know, with me reaching out to my inner child, I was trying to have a dialogue with my inner child, and my sense is usually that my inner child is very cautious or scared or shy to connect, and that was my experience again this evening, except after I got past about a page of sort of trying to connect and talking about, you know, why was he scared? And his answer was, "I don't know. I'm just kind of scared." And I said, "Well, is there any kind of way that you could think of that we might be able to feel better?" And I said, "Maybe music would be fun." And I've never tried that before. And music is a huge part of my life. And for the first time ever, I got what felt like a real response and a positive response out of my inner child. And he said, "I love music. It's the only time home is happy." And I kind of remember that when I was a kid, when my mom would put on Ella Fitzgerald or Billie Holiday or Sarah Vaughan or that stuff, the whole house was just full of that music and everything felt expansive and emotionally, you know, emotional, but a good kind of emotional, not raging mom emotional. I think music, that's probably why that's what I do with my life. So yeah, thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mark. And next up we have Joe.
Hi. So this is the first time I've ever done this, any kind of exercise like this. And it's also the first time I've used my non-dominant hand. So I didn't write a lot, but I just had a conversation. I didn't go back to the playground thing. But I was very in touch with my feelings when we first gathered together. And I was like, "Whoa, what's all this about?" And so that's the conversation I had. I asked, "Hi, how are you doing?" And my little child said, "Not well, I don't want to be here." "Why not? These are really very nice people. And Sue is even here." "I'm scared, I'm shy. Why don't you know that? Just because they seem nice doesn't mean I trust them." "I'm really sorry you're feeling scared. I won't let anything bad happen to you, I promise. I thought this would be a great activity to do, but you didn't ask me what I thought. I would feel better doing this in our home group. I feel safe there. I hate meeting new people. And that's as far as I got, because I don't really hate. The adult does not hate, but the child freaks out. It just brought up so many times when I was dragged along by my mom to, oh, there's a nice kid to play with where we're going. It's like, ah, last thing in the world I ever wanted to do. That's it.
Okay, thank you. And we have Richard V is up next.
Hi, I'm Richard, adult child.
Hey, Richard.
This is little Ricky. And that's little Ricky in third grade. So I said, little Ricky, how are you feeling? I was scared in school, but I also had fun. I feel scared of the recording. So I said, I understand your fear of the recording. I really believe only other ACA kids will watch it. I also remember when we had fun and when we were scared in school. I love you if you're scared. We can have fun. Okay, thanks. I'm having a hard time reading it because I did non-dominant hand. And little Ricky just said he felt safe because he saw a lot of people that he recognized. Thanks.
Okay, thank you, Richard. We have Yulia, is it? Yulia?
Hi, yes, this is Yulia. Yulia from Orange County, ACA. This is the second time for me to do this exercise. I'm grateful for this group. This time I did it in my native, my first language, Russian, and it was interesting to see the conversation and the words that came. My little Yulia, she acted kind of skittish, and I asked her why, and she said she's afraid of all grown-ups. And then I just tried to have conversation with her, asking her who she's scared of, and she said mom and dad and other grown-up men. And then so I started asking her what happened, and then I remembered the story. I was like, is this because of the story somebody was telling about the girl being attacked next door to us when I was five? And she just shut down and she started scribbling. So I got like this ugly scribble on a page where I don't know if she got triggered or didn't want to talk about it, but because I was putting the words in her mouth. But then I asked her, what can I do to help her? And she said, I'm really scared to see me. And that's as far as it went. And so I think I just remember as a kid having those like fears about being attacked since I was very little because of the stories, because of some incidents. And I don't remember ever having conversations with my mom, who was a single mom, about any of it. So I think I feel like this process helps me uncover some of the unprocessed fears that I get to say out loud and acknowledge them and make them real, put them on the page, to kind of move it through because it just sits there. So for that, I'm really grateful. Thank you for letting me share. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you. And we have Marika is up next.
Hi, I'm Marika. And I really kind of was pondering why I was sort of stuck on the picture of my little girl and how I couldn't get past the emotions I was feeling, which were almost like grief just fear and feeling upset and stressed and sort of sick to my stomach. And I felt like my throat was really tight and I just couldn't figure that whole thing out. But then I remember what Gary said in the very beginning, and I was able to tie for the first time in ACA, and I've been in here for a while, that is my go-to emotion. Those feelings that I developed back then are my comfort level. And I'm addicted to feeling that way. So even when I'm doing a workshop where I have the opportunity to feel happy or have some nice memories or build something new, I'm stuck in the past, reliving the same thing over and over again. And I don't have to do that anymore. So I appreciate this exercise for teaching me that.
Okay, thank you. And we have Linda and Richard.
There. This is a picture I found. And I was asking my child what he wanted to do, if he wanted to draw or write or play this game with these people. And first he said he wanted a color, and then I said, okay, do you want to do it on this page or finish a drawing that I started earlier? He started earlier. And he calls me Daddy. He said, Daddy, I want to play and have fun. And he said he wanted to run around and play like play hide and seek or like peekaboo. And he calls my wife Mommy. I said, do you want to do it with Mommy? He said, yes. But I asked my wife if she wanted to do it, and she wasn't interested right now at that time. So he said, okay, I'll color. And so we finished the drawing that he started, and this is the drawing.
Coloring.
And he had fun doing it. That's it. Do you want to?
So for me, I carried the schoolyard work that we did, and I said to my inner child, "Hi, Linda, you look so cute and energetic," and she was on the schoolyard. And she said to me, thanks, I love running around and playing in the schoolyard. I like four square and hopscotch. I have many friends here to play with. Sometimes the adult schoolyard monitors call my name to correct me about something, and I wish they'd leave me alone. I'm tired of being criticized or corrected. I just want to run around and play. Pass.
All right, thank you both. And we have Anika from Santa Cruz.
Hi. So in Santa Cruz, we do this almost every week. And I'm so grateful to be here and hear all of you. It's very good. I've loved hearing everybody. So I did a drawing and alternate handwriting. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Good. So I asked myself, how are you? And I was angry. Why are you angry? Well, I don't want to play with those guys. I don't know anybody here. And I said, my non-dominant hand said, I'd rather be looking at the clouds. And then I said, how old are you? I'm 6 years old. Where do you live? I don't know where I live. I was homeless as a child after the war in Britain. So I was homeless. And so I didn't know where I lived at that point. It was before we got on a ship and came over to North America. And my parents were pretty much refugees and not very healthy refugees. So that's why I'm in this program, actually. So then I said, where do you live? I don't know. Where's your mommy? I don't know, said the child, said my little girl. And then so these children that I was with that I didn't want to play with said, you don't play very well with us. You're weird. And that's a voice in my head all the time. And I wrote, which was really a big epiphany for me. This little girl said, I'm a big girl. I can play by myself. I'm strong. No one can hurt me. I'm safe in my tent. So I remember at some point, my dad, who was a boxer, that's what he did for a living in the Navy. And then when he came home, he was a welterweight. He used to say, we won't get wet in our tent, because I guess something about us not having a house meant that a tent, and I don't remember a lot of this because it was pre-verbal, that we won't get wet in our tent. So I was like, this was big for me that I wrote, I can't get, I'm safe in my tent. So I did a drawing, and I don't know if you could see the drawing. I guess I'll have to pick it up. Did a big sheet, and these kids are playing with me, and so the kids are there, and then I came across on a ship, so step back, so there's the ship, and there's me in the tent, and there's the clouds, so there's my share.
That's great, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
And we have Sue from Rio Vista.
Hi, I'm Sue, and this is pretty much the first time I've done this, and I asked, well, here's my, that's me, and I asked myself, I said, hi, Susie, how are you feeling? And with my non-dominant hand, I wrote, hi, I'm okay, I guess, how are you? And I asked, I'm fine, but I want to know how you feel. Are you happy? And the non-dominant hand wrote, I feel here. I feel cold. I feel lonely. And then the adult says, I saw you at school. Do you like it there? And my non-dominant hand wrote, I like the learning part, but I don't like recess because if you don't talk, you are alone. And I asked her, why don't you talk to the other kids? And she wrote, they already are friends. They don't want me. And I asked her to draw a picture of the family. And that's how it came out. My dad leaving with a briefcase, my mom trying to pull him back, and then me and my little brother. And I didn't know how to draw my dad's face, so I left it blank, and maybe that says something. I don't know. It's my first time trying this. But then the last thing my little child wrote with the non-dominant hand is, why doesn't my dad want me around? So, and when I started this, I could feel sadness coming. I could feel like I was going to cry and not quite sure why, but that's all I got. Thanks a lot for listening.
Okay, thank you. And we have Michelle.
Oh, okay. I did the non-dominant handwriting. Wrote, hi, Michelle. I see you are very sad and you look lonely. But I'm not sure if this is how you feel. A part of me wants to get to know you, but a part of me is scared too. How do you feel about me or, well, us getting to know each other? And she says, I feel a little scared. I'm sad and lonely. I want you to see me and my pain. I am angry at the people who abuse me. I can't feel you inside of me. I can't feel you near me. It's like you left me and I hate you for it. I'm scared and angry with you. You treat the children you work with better than you treat me. You like them better because they're white. I sometimes like them better because they are not black like me. Black is ugly to me. Nobody loves me. not like nobody loves me nor likes me. Miss Spunk hates me. She thinks I'm ugly. I can tell. I think I'm ugly too. I'm sorry. I can't be in this ugliness. I can't be seen or heard or I'll get killed. Mommy hates me. None of the other kids like me. I was very scared of my mom when I was a small child. She was very violent. And I just remember being alone a lot in the first grade. It was hard for me to talk and very shy. And I had a teacher that was, she was pretty abusive. So I kind of, this doesn't surprise me what my inner child wrote. It's just, it's hard for me to talk with her because I get scared of the memories, I guess. Thank you for letting me share.
Okay, thank you. And we have Jakey. Did you want to share, Jakey, or do you have your hand up from before?
But I can't unmute. There we go. I couldn't unmute myself. Thank you. I felt a little guilty about sharing again, but I just need to give my little girl a voice. So this is my dad and me, my dad holding me as a baby. And today I actually had the experience of talking to one of my father's ex-girlfriends from 22 years ago. And I've been estranged from my father for 10 years, but I reached out to her because during this process, I wanted to piece things together and I don't have many memories. And we got back in touch. And as soon as I heard her voice, I broke wide open and it was beautiful to hear her voice. I loved her very much. So she told me a story about my father almost committing suicide. And I said, hi, my little love. I did the non-dominant handwriting. Hi, my little love. How do you feel about what happened today with Joanne? And she said, I feel upset. Daddy wanted to leave us. He didn't care about me. She hurt my feelings and I feel sad and abandoned. And I said, oh, Jakey, I'm so sorry you feel sad, baby. I understand. And you're allowed to feel sad. You're allowed to feel however you need to feel. I'm sorry that you went through that then, and you'll never have to go through it again because I will never put you in harm's way or let anyone hurt you, and I will never leave you. And she said, I believe you, Mom. I love you. I like talking to her. She sounded funny. And I said, I'm glad, baby. I believe in you. You're so smart and special. I'm glad you liked talking to her. She loved you very much. She does have a thick accent. She does. What would you like for me to call you? And she said, I love Punchkin. It was my most favorite nickname. I miss my dad because my dad called me Punchkin. And I said, do you want me to call you Punchkin? And she said, yes. And that was amazing because I never knew what she wanted me to call her. So thank you. It was difficult, but it was really great.
Okay, thank you. And our last share tonight is going to be from Elle.
Is that me? Hi.
Elle, go ahead, please.
Hi. Sorry, there's me. I wrote backwards, which was, I've done that before, but I didn't realize that that was my child speaking. So I said, hi, are you here? And I said, yes, I'm here in the book with you. I want to draw and make art and talk to animals. And I don't want to be compared to Audrey, though I copied her pictures not to be made fun of for my ideas. And I said, that's okay. You have good ideas, the best ones, in my opinion, always ahead of what others see. And I said, true. I don't like words much, though. And so I drew some mountains. And I said, is that the desert? And she said, yeah, 2006, when you were on your knees at the golden skies. I think that's what I wrote. I'm still trying to read what I wrote. And then my dad used to tell me Snoopy stories, and this is like a little Snoopy head. And I said, Snoopy? And she said, kinda. So that's what I got. Thanks.
That's great. Thank you so much. And that brings our sharing portion tonight to a close.
Thank you everyone for attending tonight. It's now time to practice the Seven Tradition, which states we are fully self-supporting. Tonight's workshop is free to our members and guests, and the Seven Tradition helps offset the cost of future workshops and hosting the 2022 Annual World Convention in San Francisco. We'll put the Venmo information in the window in just a moment. And we look forward to seeing you at our next workshop, Saturday, August 15th. The topic will be announced shortly. To be added to our intergroup workshop announcements, please email acabayarea@gmail.com. Thank you so much for attending. And I think we're going to keep the lines open for a little while. If you have questions for Gary or Jim, please give them a round of applause. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Stephen. And so we have some resources we'll put up on the on our website, the intergroup website. There's actually a meeting which does this every week, CAN368. You can find it on the online meeting list. And yeah, we'll put up some links to these other resources. And we're going to ask for some more help to wrap up. We can go around and each read three or four of these. These, again, these are from Chapter 8, our inner child affirmation. So I think people can unmute themselves and we'll see. We'll get it started. You want to get it started, Steve, and read a couple?
Inner child affirmations. Number one, I will listen to my inner child, not with fear, but with openness.
I love my inner child unconditionally.
I will try to be patient with my inner child.
I will use humor with my inner child.
Five, I will try to establish trust with my inner child.
Six, I will be gentle with my inner child.
Okay, seven, I will try to do praise exercises with my inner child. Eight, I will validate my inner child's feelings. Nine, I will love this child for all she or he has had to defend against.
10, I will negotiate with my inner child fairly. 11, I will look for opportunities to celebrate with my inner child. 12, I will protect my inner child to the best of my ability. Pass.
13, I will integrate my inner child into my life through play, creativity, and spirituality. 14, I will respect my inner child. Pass.
15, I will try being intimate with my inner child. 16, I will allow my inner child to express their feelings and thoughts.
17, I will try to follow through on promises I make to my inner child. And 18, I will take time to become my own loving parent.
All right, great job. And now let's all read the closing meditation together from Chapter 8 in the Big Red. Higher power.
And we willing to recognize
help me integrate my inner child more actively into my daily life. In my daily life,
I remain awake virtually.
Grant me the courage to change as I can. Grant me the wisdom of my inner child.
Yay, we did it!
Thank you.
Yay!
Thanks, everyone.
Yay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks, Gary.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks, Gary.
Thanks, Gary and Jim. Good.